Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. This is Easter Part 5, and is called Go Tell Everyone, The Great Commission. It comes from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. Welcome back, listeners, to the grand finale of our extraordinary Easter series. Can you believe the adventure we've embarked on? From the memorable Last Supper, to the heartbreaking betrayal, to the triumphant resurrection, every step has been a treasure hunt of timeless truths and awe-inspiring moments. What a privilege it has been to guide you through the sacred narratives that define Easter, a celebration and a living testament to the power of Jesus' love and sacrifice. Now, hold on to your excitement, for today is a day of celebration, reflection, and above all, gratitude for the gift Jesus offers to everyone who would believe. If you remember last week, Jesus rose from the grave, defeating death and making a way for us to come to the Father through his sacrifice on the cross. But what happened after? Well, Jesus did a lot of things after he rose from the grave. So many things, in fact, that we don't feel like we could include them all into 4 weeks. So we are going to focus on one of them, known as the Great Commission.
Wait a second. You can't skip that stuff. I want to know, well, what else he did.
Don't just skip him. We gotta know.
Okay, well, here's a few of the events that took place. But I'm going to keep it brief. In the Gospel of Matthew, we learn that after his resurrection, Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene and other women near the tomb. You heard that last week. Later, he met with his disciples in Galilee. That's what we're going to focus on today. The Gospel of Mark also shares that Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene and finally to the 11 disciples. Luke's Gospel recounts Jesus walking with two disciples on the road to Emmaus, and he also appeared to the disciples, showing them his hands and feet to prove he was not a ghost. He also ate food with them. And lastly, in the Gospel of John, we find Jesus meeting with the disciples behind locked doors, and then later appearing to them at the Sea of Tiberias. He helped them catch fish in a miraculous way, and even had breakfast with them. There, do you two feel a little bit better now?
Whew, I know I do. Thanks.
Well, I prefer longer stories with some sound effect, but I guess that will do.
Okay, now let's focus on that special moment we mentioned before known as the Great Commission. Remember the women who went to Jesus' tomb? What were their names?
Mary?
Yes, good memory. They saw it was empty, and then they saw Jesus himself. And he told them,
"Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me."
Off they ran to do just what he said. Today, we find the disciples obeying the message from the women. This is where we pick up our story here. High above the serene hills of Galilee, a soft morning mist rested upon the mountain where the disciples had gathered. A sense of anticipation flowed in the air, punctuated by the distant chirping of birds greeting the dawn. The 11 disciples, still reeling from the events of the past few days, found themselves drawn to this sacred rendezvous where Jesus told them to meet. The path to the mountain was a journey through a landscape of mixed emotions. Peter, James, and John led the way, their footsteps carrying echoes of both awe and uncertainty. Nathaniel, known for a bit of skepticism, might have whispered to Philip,
"Do you think he'll really appear to us again? I can hardly believe we've seen him alive."
Philip, looking to the horizon, replied with a sense of wonder and hope,
"Remember when he said he would rise again? Perhaps this is the moment he spoke of."
As the disciples ascended the mountain, up, up, up they went. The view unfolded before them, revealing a panoramic masterpiece of valleys and hills. They settled on a plateau, casting curious glances at each other. Doubts lingered, mingling with the hope that Jesus, their teacher and friend, would soon grace them with his presence. Listeners, have you ever had to wait for someone or something?
Yes.
Were you unsure if that moment you were hoping for would ever arrive? And how did it make you feel?
Sometimes impatient or a little worried.
Excited.
I bet that's how the disciples felt, too. In the hushed moments before his arrival, the disciples might have been quiet, or maybe they chatted with one another. We bet that Matthew, the tax collector turned disciple, would have carefully recounted the events leading up to this day, tracing everything from the crowded streets of Jerusalem to the empty tomb in the garden. Amidst their discussions, Thomas, still wrestling with the scars of doubt, might have thought out loud,
"Will we see his wounds again? I want to believe, but my heart, it still struggles."
Remember when he said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Let us hold on to that, brother.
Andrew said, offering words of encouragement. As the disciples grappled with their thoughts and emotions, a gradual silence settled over the mountain. A soft breeze rustled through the leaves, and the disciples turned their attention toward the horizon. Suddenly, as if stepping from somewhere between the earth and sky, Jesus appeared before them. His presence was a luminous sight, and the disciples, in a collective gasp, fell to their knees. Jesus, eyes brimming with love, smiled at them. The disciples, overwhelmed by the reality of the resurrected Christ, felt a sacred calm settle over their souls. Then, standing amidst his devoted followers, Jesus began to speak. His voice spoke with divine authority and compassion. It carried the weight of eternity.
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age.
The disciples, still on their knees in worship, absorbed every word. The atmosphere, once filled with anticipation and uncertainty, now replaced with the unveiling of a mission, the Great Commission. Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. Now that you've heard what Jesus said to the disciples after he rose from the grave, what does the Great Commission have to do with us? Well, first we need to know,
what's commission mean?
Commission means giving someone the right or the power to carry out a task, a mission. What did Jesus tell them their super special mission was? Share it out loud.
Tell everyone about him.
Tell people to get baptized and follow him.
Yes. He's saying, I have a super special job for you. Go everywhere and tell everyone about me. Baptize new friends in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And don't forget, teach them all the amazing things I've shared with you. You see, knowing about Jesus isn't just some secret you keep to yourself. No, knowing Jesus is so amazing and so good that you can't help share it with everyone. That's what Jesus wanted his disciples to do. Do you think he wants us to do that too?
Yes.
We get to do the same thing today. And that's what the Great Commission has to do with us. Now, did you catch the promise Jesus gave with the Great Commission? If you missed it, Jesus said,
remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age.
Wow. Being a part of the Easter story means more than just colorful eggs and bunnies. It means you're on a mission with Jesus, spreading his love everywhere you go. Tell me one way you share about Jesus with others.
Pray with them.
The Bible, telling them about church.
Thanks for sharing. Those are great. When you show people who Jesus is through your words and actions, you point them back to Jesus. You're living out the Great Commission. And believe me, I have met many people who said they learned about Jesus when they were a child, through a friend, or another kid in class. How cool is that? That young or old, we get to play a part in it. As we wrap up our Easter series, I want to remind you that in the heart of all of these Easter episodes you've heard is Jesus, our hero, our friend, and the one who loves you beyond measure. His love is like the biggest, warmest hug you can imagine, and it's the reason we celebrate Easter. Jesus gave everything for us. He went through the sadness of the cross, the quiet of the tomb, and then, oh my goodness, he burst back to life. Why did he do all of that? Because he loves you so much. So as we wrap up this Easter series, let's keep the joy of Jesus alive in our hearts. Let's remember his sacrifice, celebrate his resurrection, and let his love shine through us. Today's episode was made possible thanks to the following generous families. A great big thank you to Savannah, Vicky, Arlene. Thanks to Aiden and Emmanuel, who said that they learn a lot from the stories and are grateful that they found the podcast. Thanks to Yair and Emily. And thank you to Aomide, Abby, and Amelia. You are providing the opportunity for this podcast to even exist, to share the Bible with families all over the world in this manner. We get to reach thousands and thousands every month because of you, so thank you. If you would like to support the podcast while also enjoying the bonus content which goes with the episodes, simply go to kbspodcast.com and click bonus content. You will see lots of options for different monthly tiers, and they all offer a variety of options for your family to enjoy. You can try any of them free for 7 days as well. Thank you so much for joining us on our Easter series. Happy Easter, everybody. And as always, bye for now.